Hello, property nomads. Hope you're doing well. So 99% loan to value mortgages are back. And that might sound like a good thing, but as always, we've got to sort the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. So the Yorkshire Building Society said that it's bringing out a fee-free deal, and it's focused at first-time buyers, and it's going to involve a 5,000 deposit mortgage, basically, and you're going to be allowed to borrow up to 99% of the property value. And they're doing this because they want to get more first-time buyers onto the ladder, onto the market, all that sort of stuff, which on the sound of it, you know, hands up, you might go, okay, that sounds okay. But there are some big caveats here, and it's part of our job doing the podcast to bring an element of reality to situations as well. So as we said, Yorkshire Building Society, fee-free deal, first-time buyers across England, Scotland and Wales, £5,000 deposit, and you're going to be able to purchase a property that's valued up to £500,000. So far, so good. Why are they doing this? Really because there's always a lot of issues in housing, housing affordability, house prices, you know, all that sort of stuff. We've covered that in multiple podcasts before. It's going to be a never-ending cycle of misery for a lot of people. But the thing with 99% mortgage, or the thing with high loan-to-value mortgages, is you've got to be very careful. And this is because what people don't take into account, and well, we've been saying this for years on the podcast, off the podcast, at networking events, is a lot of people don't seem to take into account the general economics of housing. And that's quite concerning. Now, that could be first-time buyers, people that aren't property professionals, but even there's a lot of property professionals that still don't take into account the general economics. We've always said that it's important to have such an understanding, because then that might help to influence your decision-making with regards to where you invest or what property strategies you use and all those sorts of things. So the point being is this, is you're desperate to get on the housing ladder. You know, maybe you're looking at obviously buying a home and you go in, you've got a 99% mortgage. Great, lovely. Let's just say your home is, you know, valued at £300,000 for argument's sake. And you've got £5,000 of equity in that home because the other £295,000 is on a mortgage. Yeah, no problem at all. Now, if you buy that and then the market takes a turn, or there is a housing correction, and you then have to go and refinance or remortgage. So I'm trying to keep the numbers as simple as possible because it's a podcast, of course. You take out a mortgage, it's a 5-year fixed mortgage. And in fact, this is actually what Yorkshire Building Society are offering. So it's a £5,000 mortgage. Great. Now, at the moment, your home's worth £300,000, 5% deposit, 95% mortgage. So your mortgage is £295,000. Let's just say in 5 years' time, when that fixed rate period has expired, there's a couple of things here. Number one, where will interest rates be in 5 years' time? We don't really know, is the answer. They could be slightly lower. They could be slightly higher. That's a very difficult one to judge at the moment. But let's just say there's been a housing correction, or we've had supply issues, or there, you know, we might be in the middle of, dare I say, a war. What happens then? Well, you go and get your home revalued, and let's just say it's dropped down to £270,000, but your mortgage on that home is still £295,000. So straight away, you then become either a mortgage prisoner, or you've got this situation where in order to refinance, you're going to have to be putting more cash in to your own home. And that's assuming that your mortgage rate will stay at 99%. The lender might say that actually we need to reduce that mortgage rate down to 90% or 85% or even lower than that. We might need to reduce the loan to value. And this is where people get trapped without really thinking. Now, I'm not sitting here saying in 5 years' time, house prices are going to be down. I don't know. Possibly they could be. There could be a slight correction. It is possible, however, they could go in the other direction and the value of your home increases. Maybe in 5 years' time, when you go to remortgage, the value of your home is £330,000. Well, if that's the case, the economics are working for you in a favorable manner. But what people don't consider, and again, this is not just first-time buyers, this is a lot of property professionals out there, is they're not looking at the economics as such, and then they're not looking at plan B for what if the market goes against me. And this is the whole point of this episode, to say, if you're going to go down the route of doing high loan to value mortgages, you have to have a plan B for if the market turns against you. Otherwise, you're going to be in this situation where you could become a mortgage prisoner, or you might have to, get rid of that home because you're just not able to afford it, because the bank's asking you to put in more equity because the value has gone down. So please, please, please take that into consideration. Take that into consideration no matter what you're buying, whether you're a first-time buyer, whether you're adding to your portfolio. Please try and understand the generic economics of what's going on at the moment, and make sure you take that into consideration when you are thinking about purchasing or refinancing or remortgaging a property. It's paramount. I would say congratulations to Yorkshire Building Society. Now, I understand that they want to get people onto the housing ladder. And again, it's all well and good saying 99% mortgages and this sort of stuff, but that does come with the caveat, and that is caveat emptor. Buyer beware. Please do consider all the various economic circumstances of what the world could be like in 5 years' time, especially if you're taking out one of their five-year fixed mortgages. So let's see what happens. But just with what you're doing at the moment, with everything going on, please just act with a bit of caution and take into account all of the various economic possibilities as well. Thanks for listening. Please do us a small favor and please subscribe to the podcast. Also, share and like the podcast with your network. Head over to our YouTube channel as well. That's growing quite nicely. The content over there is completely different. Thank you very much, and see you in the next episode.